After some difficult encounters on the Old Svalich Road and the recovery of one of the three treasures Mairi needs to defeat Strahd and escape Barovia, she and Irina sought refuge in the town of Valaki, where there is no badness, but all is not well. The two dropped off the rescued children at the Church of St. Andrels and went shopping in the market, where two wolf hunters helped Irina hide under a pelt from the captain of the guard, the heavily armed Isaac Strozny. In need of rest, our heroines slept for the night at the Blue Water Inn. The tavern keepers, a kind pair called Irwin and Denica Martikoff, entreated Mairi to find out why the recent delivery was late from the local winery, the Wizards of Wines. Mairi slept fitfully that night.
Then you head out
the Sunset Gate.
The sun doesn't rise. The sun has not shone in Barovia for centuries. But the day does get lighter.
Sucks.
The mists get slightly thinner, allowing you to see beyond them. And you're traveling for about an hour when the road comes to an X intersection with branches to the northwest, northeast, southwest, and southeast. The lower half of a snapped wooden signpost thrusts upwards at an angle near the eastern elbow of the intersection. The top half of the sign, featuring arms pointing in four directions, lies in the weeds nearby.
Well, that's not very helpful. Irina, do you know the right way to go?
She goes over and picks up the signpost itself, and it's snapped at, like, a very sharp angle.
Okay, so we can put it.
Holds it up against where it would be, mm-hmm. and goes, can you see now what it says? And, it indicates Kresk and Selenka Pass to the southwest, Lake Baratok to the northwest, Valaki and Ravenloft to the northeast, where you came from, and mm-hmm. Berez to the southeast.
So there are four towns.
Eyebrows, eyebrows, eyebrows.
I go to Kresk.
All right. She very carefully leans the sign against the post so anybody else coming through here could do the same. And you hear a voice as you head down that road say,
"So, if not Valaki, you seek to take her to Kresk for protection."
I whip around. Who the heck is this?
Oh, you know. He stands there in his billowing cloak in the early morning mist.
Oh, no! That's not who I thought it was!
Cheekbones that can cut glass. Blue as a glacial ice eyes.
And he says, how can she even be sure that you can protect her when you plan to deliver her to the arms of a madman?
What are you talking about?
He smiles and reveals one of his sharpened canines.
You'll see, you untested pup.
And as he says that,
I flick a coin at him with my spoon.
Roll a ranged attack.
It's already in my hand, so I have quickerness. Can I add anything for that? 22.
You whip the coin directly at him and it pelt harmlessly against his chest. He picks it up. He looks at it.
Heads or tails?
Irina is, like, clutching onto your arm.
Heads.
And he flicks it up into the air, catches it, puts it on the back of his palm, and looks down at it. He says,
"All right, then. Heads it is."
And from out of the mist around him, you see the heads of a pack of wolves emerge.
Oh, spooky.
You glance around and realize that you are surrounded. There are over a dozen of them.
Irina casts Bless on both of us.
Roll initiative as Strahd says,
"Fetch."
Do I get that in, though?
No.
But you're, I said it!
No, you're rolling initiative.
But I said it!
You said it, and that's what cued the initiative.
I don't even know if we're going to run or not. 26. I really wasn't trying to start a fight. I just thought it would be funny. 5 for Irina.
Well, Irina will not be blessing first, but what do you
want,
like, to...
She's fumbling with her, like, cleric thing.
As these wolves begin lurching out of the mist from around Strahd, growling.
Is Strahd leaving, or is he hanging around?
He is standing right where he is.
How many wolves?
13.
Okay, the road that's leading towards Kresk.
Yeah.
I attack the wolf there.
Okay, roll attack.
I'm going to have my shield out. Big question.
Yeah.
Did I get rest?
You did. Sorry, yeah. You rested and you are relieved of your exhaustion.
13 to hit a wolf.
13 to hit... Sorry, I have numbers for them. I was like, does that hit a wolf? Yes, it does. And you, as you run up to it, you slice through it and it goes... Argh! And falls to the ground. They're minions. So you hit it and it drops.
Copy.
12 wolves remain.
Oh my god.
Dawn of the third day. 12 wolves remain.
12 wolves remain.
Anything else on your turn?
I want to go back to Arena and just hopefully protect her because she won't move for a second. I grab her from, like, stop fumbling with your cleric thing and come with me.
Anything else on your turn?
No.
As you're there with her, the wolves are going to advance. So you are going to take the damage from 3. Oh, shit, they have advantage on all of those. That's obnoxious.
That is obnoxious.
You're going to take damage from 5 of them.
Wait. Can I use... How does that work with blocking as far as my AC?
It would make your AC... You would block with your AC for all of them.
Copy.
And I would take that into consideration for all of these.
Copy. I'm going to do that then. I'm going to use my defensive duelist to string my sword up and try and get away with it. So I have 21 AC.
Okay. You're still going to be hit by 3.
Okay. That's fine.
So take 21 damage as wolves... race at you. Some of them snapping at your heels. You're able to deflect some of them, like just kind of swing your sword, and they, as you like swing it defending yourself, another one takes a bite out of your side, which you then wince and swing your sword up at another one, block one with your shield, and then one bites onto your forearm. You shake it loose, kind of kicking away. Strahd stands there. He does nothing. Irina's turn.
She flames these wolves. How about a crit? Does a crit hit?
It would, except that you don't roll to hit. I roll a dexterity check.
Oh, can it hit anyway?
Sorry, pal.
It's fair.
Another one of these wolves illuminated in the fire of the Morning Lord that Arena like shoots forward, and it burns as in very quickly the light of it going off into the mist fades away. 11 wolves remain.
None of her spells are bonus actions, I don't think.
Healing word is.
Oh, cute. Yeah, we'll save that. Are these wolves engaged with her?
They're engaged with kind of all of you. They're all around.
Yeah, okay.
The two of you are right next to each other. They're like making passes at you, and this circle is now very tightly woven in.
Yeah, that's fair. She's not going to leave then. I don't want her to have 10 op attacks.
Would not go well for her.
She has 9 HP. Wait, what's her max HP? Or is that her max HP?
That is her max HP.
Bitte. Okay.
Myri, it is your turn.
I want to swap, so I'm double dag sword. I want a dag sword.
You
want
to put away your shield and take out a dagger? Okay, that is an action.
Okay, great. And I just snarl at the wolves, and I'm like, come and get it! Pulling out both my swords.
Hell yeah. They are going to listen to you, because they're very good doggies.
Oh no. I hate it when you do that.
Your AC is now at 15?
15.
You're looking at 6 hits coming at you.
I'm going to half the damage.
All right. You take another 21. You turn, pivot, slashing at one with your swords and daggers. They then like snap their jaws at it and then run out of the way. There's a mass of fur and fangs as you pivot, swirling your blades, and then just many tiny nips and bite marks are hit against you.
I'm going to get you.
So this is the protector that you've chosen. This is your bodyguard.
And now it's Arena's turn.
She goes, I'm my bodyguard, and Sacred Flame's the nearest puppy. I mean, wolf.
Wink. Okay, makes a dex save. Fuck, 2. Another one turns to dust.
She stares at him through the disintegrating wolf flame.
He smiles back and says, you look beautiful in the light.
Myri stabs the next wolf next to it to break his eye contact with her.
Okay, roll 2 attack.
23 and 16.
Both will hit. You come forward and stab into a wolf that is like bearing down an Arena, and it falls to the ground as you look at Strahd interrupting his line of sight there. Another wolf is nearby, and you reach out with your dagger as it lunges at you, getting it in the roof of its mouth. And it
also, they're just heads. I was like, what if I had picked tails? Would they just be 2 back legs like attacking us?
Oh no, they would have been something very different. Okay, there are 8 remaining.
Would it have been butts? Did I miss out on an attack of butts? Trevor, don't keep that from me.
Sorry, bud, you said heads. Okay. You're looking at 3 crits and 2 regular hits coming at you.
Oh, shizers. I'm going to half that damage.
Okay. 56 divided by 2 is 28.
There's 8 left?
Yes.
There's no way to win this.
As two of them sink their teeth into your thighs simultaneously, you like yelp out in pain, exposing your chest. You only barely just like bend backwards as one leaps for your throat. It moves past you, but another one bites onto your arms. You realize now you're being held and like tugged in four directions by these wolves.
Okay.
Strahd's turn. He begins walking toward you. Arena's turn.
How far, Strahd?
Say about 15 feet away.
Is there any way to get out of these wolves without an op attack? Oh, we can disengage as an action.
Yeah.
She disengages and runs down the road.
Okay.
For sure. Oh, and she shouts a healing word over her shoulder.
Petrichor! roll that 1d4 plus her wisdom.
Good ma'am.
What are you at?
23. Whose turn is it? Is it Myri's? Myri stabs one of the wolves for a dirty 20.
Yeah, it hits. It's gone.
Oh, I can fancy footwork.
A mangy 20.
Without using my bonus action, right?
You can.
I remember that correctly.
Yes.
Then I stab another wolf.
Yeah.
For 24.
There's only half a dozen wolves now. As you flip your grip on the dagger and short sword, and then cross your arms, stabbing, and two wolves, they drop off of you. You use your elbows to get the ones that are in your leg on the top of their skulls. They let go of you with their teeth, and you are disengaged.
The fancy footwork? Mm-hmm. Elbows.
Elbows are the fanciest of feet.
And then I run following Arena.
Okay. You dash down the road. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Both of us?
Just you.
Oh, no. What's that mean? I'm going to use the luck. 13.
As you're running, Strahd goes, stop. Seems like a good idea.
I stop, and my face is, like, contorted. Like, I'm just, like, know that it's wrong to stop, but can't figure out why.
Arena's turn. She looks over her shoulder and sees that you're not running, and she goes, Myri, come on.
Can she pull me out of it somehow?
She can try.
With words or with magic?
You don't know. I, too, have listened to Matthew Mercer. Nothing is free.
I've been listening to it a lot. I did it while I did my splicing project.
I'm sorry?
Wires.
Oh, not jeans?
No.
Okay.
She comes back to Myri, like the 2 feet or whatever, like shakes her and tries to pull her.
Okay. Myri's not going with her. You like are still... Your buddy told you to stop. Like, you gotta listen to him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then she casts Bless on both of them.
Okay. Morning Lord, hear our prayer. Keep us safe from these beasts. Myri's turn.
And I think she starts... would she leave Myri? Probably not. I don't think she would. Can Myri move?
Myri cannot move.
All right. Are there wolves near me?
There are.
I stab them.
All right. You turn and stab another couple.
A crit and a 19 plus...
I'm going to have the crit count for two. Three of these wolves and a whirl of blades. Your feet don't move, but friend didn't say anything about not killing these dogs. These wolves.
Such a good dumb bit.
Spilling their blood against the Svalich road. And three are left. Anything else?
Can I sip this holy water?
Sure, I'll let you do that as a free action.
Tastes delicious.
It tastes like water. Yeah, it tastes refreshing. It tastes like Dasani.
Ew.
The Arby's of water. The wolves, two of them are going to attack you. One crit and one normal attack.
I would like to uncanny dodge.
Okay. Half of 21 is 10.
Casual.
As they bite against you, like tearing onto your travel cloak and tugging you in two different directions, the third one leaps up and tugs onto your shoe and worries it, like shaking your ankle, pulling it off, and it tears your boot free.
So now I have a bare foot?
Now you have a bare foot, and there are three wolves remaining.
Okay.
Strahd just stands there. Well, protect her. Arena's turn.
She flames a wolf and says, I will.
Hell yeah. I will. Dex save. That's a natural 20. The wolves relinquish Myri, and the streak of flame just acts as a line between you and them. They're still within melee range, so you don't get an op attack, but they all group together and just pant. One of them licking blood, your blood, off of its chops. Anything else for Arena?
Nah, she can't.
Myri's turn.
Myri's turn. She stabs the one with her boot.
Okay.
18.
Hit, it drops it.
Can she move?
She cannot, she's rooted to the spot.
Did him saying protect her mean anything as far as commands go?
I mean, it seems like a really good idea.
She stabs another one for 25.
Also hits it. One wolf is left. As your blades spin and you stab into these two wolves that are backing away from you, the sacred flame dissipating off into the mists. The other one is going to grab your boot and run back towards Strahd. You get an opportunity attack.
I stab him! I'm gonna use luck. 19.
As it runs, hits it, it makes the sad noise and falls. The booth lolls out of its mouth with its tongue. That was its turn. Strahd
says, give that here. And compelled, you walk forward, pick up the boot. He says, drop it. And you hand it to him. He smiles. And then dissipates into mist as his laughter.
You perv! She shouts after him. What the heck? He just takes my boot, she says to the air.
That's weird, even for him.
What the heck, right? I throw up, suddenly realizing how hurt I am.
She goes, hey, and like kind of catches you.
Oh.
Don't quit on me yet.
Oh, I think I need to take a break. I know we just got on the road.
No, it's okay. Let's drink some water and looks around at all the wolves. I think we'll be okay here.
Can I use anything from these wolves I can acquire? Like, I definitely want to.
One is filled with a chandelier, 36 silver coins. I meant candelabra, but chandelier's funnier.
The wolf that was attacking me was just huge, like spikes.
And like really slow.
Stretched out skin. I mean, meat, and can I make a shoe?
Make a survival check.
Oh, man. Okay. 17.
17. You now know what a wolf steak looks like, and you can harvest, I'm going to say, 6 pounds of wolf steak that you now have that you can put into your bag. You can maybe, like, wrap it in wolf skin.
We cook it right now, so it doesn't just like smell like blood.
For sure. Yeah, you cook up some wolf steaks as you have this. You're taking a short rest, right?
Yeah. And Arena gets all her spells back, right?
And Arena does not get all her spells back. She is a cleric. She is not a warlock.
I was this close, guys. Excuse me, DM?
Yes?
Do I add my con when I use hit dice?
You do. Per hit die.
When did my con go up? Con go. I rolled so many ones, but I'm up again. Nothing bad happened to Arena so far, so.
I mean, nothing mechanically bad happened to Arena so far.
She's got trauma.
Just talking about her dead dad, guy who wants to kill her, other guy who wants to kill her and fuck
it's
her.
It's good for you.
Maybe in that order.
Nothing that can heal on a short rest is more what I was talking about.
No, it's going to take years of therapy.
A lot of us have a lot of things we have to heal over many long rests.
Many
There's
long
only
rest.
A few things you can heal on a short rest.
We are here to support you in that at the Luna River Crossroads.
Is that where we are?
That's where you are at.
The biggest thing that everyone wants to know, was I able to make a shoe with a wolf?
Oh.
With a 17.
Yes. You, at a wolf that was on the ground, raised your foot and stomped into it. And the lower jaw flaps when you walk. And the upper jaw flaps when you walk.
My foot's on the lower jaw.
Yep.
At a certain point, I'm going to tie it closed. Yeah, right now.
No, I think you do right now. I think you use like a needle and thread, and so it just like it looks like a Nike that's baring its teeth. It looks like those fucking Kanye shoes. You sew shut its eyes. You put up its tongue, so it's where the tongue of a sneaker goes.
We're the least suspicious people. She's wearing a wolf head on her face. I have one wolf head shoe.
Squelch, squelch. Arena's like, I'm kind of not into this.
You have to stay safe.
Puts it back on.
It's cute.
Squelch. Squelch. Landscapes from Macbeth soundtrack.
Oh, I've heard that soundtrack's really great, but that movie was terrible. It's like 4 hours of battle scenes. I was like, what a weird choice for a Mackers. I guess if you're going to make the movie, do what the movie can do better than the play, but also do the play still. In the Heights.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's pretty good. I just thought some of it was too cupcakey. And I was like, guys.
This is what I realized about In the Heights. Because it was 100 degrees. I was like, I want to go to a movie theater and watch a movie about a heat wave.
A heat wave. Cute.
The emotions of musicals cannot be contained to a close-up. And then if you're doing the classic musical thing of having a big dance number, you have to fucking film the big dance number.
I know.
You can't just like move your camera around and whip it to be like, and this person's here and this person's here. Have your big set piece dance number in the pool, but then do it. Do the damn thing.
Yeah. I thought it was like an 8 out of 10.
But I like that Lynn and Chris got to be fighting Ice Cream Piragua Man.
Oh my God, I did not know Chris Jackson was going to be there. And I was like, this is so great.
That was very sweet.
Have you seen the Hamilton Drunk History?
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's perfect. At one point, Lin-Manuel Miranda starts getting calls from his friends. And one of them is him on the phone with Chris Jackson going, as long as I have a job, you have a job. As long as I have a job, you have a job. Because like anytime he's booked a huge movie, he's been like, hire Chris Jackson for this part.
Yeah.
Like he's in Moana. He was in Hamilton. That's like almost the only time Chris Jackson has worked until now. Like now he's finally getting more stuff.
Good for fucking them. That's
of
so
course
cute.
He's in the movie because Lin has a job, so he has a job.
I loved that. I thought that was very sweet. But the movie itself, I was just like, this is also a problem with like just Broadway musicals in general. I feel like when they translate to film is you front load the first act with musical numbers. And then like,
yeah. And then you have like, oh fuck, we got to move that plot.
Yeah. And so the whole like back nine is just like, hey, I'm running around and then I'm confronting you and then I'm going to have a mournful song.
I agree. That definitely happened in Rent. It's like Take Me or Leave Me is the last song and then it's a bunch of scenes and then the finale. Like, oh fuck. That's the whole second act. He took my boot. What if he builds like a clay form of my foot and that's his new thing?
I like it that he's like reverse Cinderella-ing you.
I have to go fit my boot.
As you tromp down the old Svalich Road, you come to another crossroads. You see a weather-worn signpost next to the road. Three arms of the sign point along the three branches. The arm pointing north reads Kresk, and through the woods you can see an arching stone bridge spanning a river. The arm pointing east reads Valaki, the way that you just came from, and the road slopes up gradually in that direction. The arm pointing southwest reads the Wizards of Wines, and the road slopes gently downward in that direction.
I want to go to the winery.
Your presence in this dreary place has not gone unnoticed. As you walk down the road, a raven follows you for several minutes while keeping a respectful distance.
Do I notice it? My passive is 17.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you, Chef. Arena, go with me on this. Ugh, the Raven Queen is so dumb. Doesn't it feel like she's just like the worst patron ever?
Yeah. I hate her. She's bad.
Who has no face? What a weird choice for her.
No face, no grace. And queens are supposed to have grace. And she doesn't because she has no face. Am I doing it right?
You're doing great. I love you. What's the raven doing?
You're not sure because it's sitting on a branch. But is that the same raven or is it a new one? Because more ravens have taken an interest in you. Their numbers have swollen. You can see now there's about 20 flitting from branch to branch as you walk along the road.
I stop.
They watch you quietly.
Hey guys, sorry. Just having a little fun. Old tricks die hard. Swashbuckler life. Did you guys want to talk? Are you from her? Or are you something else?
More begin to flock to the area. Make a persuasion check.
Can Arena cast guidance?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, great.
You're talking to the birds? And she, like, puts a hand on her shoulder.
Go get them. Go get them, tiger.
Go get them. Yep.
22.
They continue to stare at you silently, but the conspiracy swells. And
swells, like, even more come, or are they...
Yeah, they don't get bigger. No, no, more of them
copy.
Fly, and now the trees on either side of this path are lined with ravens looking down quietly at you.
Okay, Arena, the way we're facing is north. On the count of three, we run into the west of the trees.
Real quick, the way that we were facing was south, but yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm doing the whole Ender's Game, up is down and down is up.
Okay, but in this case, down is down?
Okay, the way we were facing was south. On the count of three, we run to the west of that situation. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. And we hide in the cover of the trees.
Make an athletics check.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, you're running or stealthing?
I am running.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it, if they come to dive bomb us, you know, cuckoo style, it will be harder because there will be wood between us.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I would say make an athletics check as you run into the woods.
Into the thick of it. probably the most up-to-date reference I will make this session. Myri got a 10. Arena got a 15.
Okay. You dash off into the woods, weaving through trees. Arena quickly overtakes you and leads the way, leaping over a fallen log, splashing into mud, and continuing to go. It's kind of like Laura Dern making a dash for the hideout in Jurassic Park. Leaps up, grabs the branch of a tree, swings forward and lands and is running. You're quickly behind her, splashing through puddles. And before you know it, you are alone in the woods. The ravens did not follow you.
Okay. Since we just ran one direction, I want to orient myself the same direction we had been walking again. We orient ourselves to start walking south, but through the woods, just for like 5 minutes. And then we're going to go back towards the road.
Make a survival check. Sorry, I've been listening to a lot of Hero Club. So I'm cute. Like, make a survival check. No, just for whoever is doing it.
Okay. Myri's going to do it because she's the caretaker. 18. She's the bodyguard.
Just hot dice. You're not able to use the sun to orient yourself because there is no rising sun. However, Myri somehow...
It's because we argued about it.
Yeah, so you knew, so like arguing with her, you're like, no, I know exactly which way it is. This is south.
Forget it, we'll do south, yeah.
Yeah, you head south. Arena quietly shuffling through the ferns and cracking twigs underfoot behind you. You hear the howl of a wolf off in the distance.
Oh yeah, can we be sneaky through the woods?
Roll stealth.
For both.
For both.
Foreboding for both.
Foreboding.
Purple is Myri. Oh my god, Myri crit. She's the only one who didn't need to crit, but she did. Arena got 13.
13. Okay. You wait for Trevor to look up a stat block.
Also, I have 6 pounds of wolf meat in my backpack.
You do. Walking, a twig snaps underfoot. She goes, sorry.
And I sign language back to her, it's okay, because I'm so quiet.
Which is just to say.
The okay hand symbol.
The okay
symbol.
Sign. She catches like a branch, moves it out of the way, and it... In the gloom. I'm going to say make a perception check.
That's fair. 25.
As you creep stealthily through the woods, you step just in front of what you recognize as a bear trap.
Put my hand out protectively to stop her. Mm-hmm. Like a pizza man protecting the boxes in his passenger seat.
Sure, or like a parent.
Like a pizza man protecting the boxes of pizza in his passenger seat. And I go, shh.
Two half sausages and two half cheeses is just one sausage and one cheese.
Yes. Okay. Kind of didn't expect... people traps. I'm gonna assume that means we're getting close to this winery and not that we are the most dangerous game, but be alert in case someone is out here hunting.
Sure.
Watch where you're stepping is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'll be careful. Also, that, and she points, and you turn and you see a glint of light. It looks like somebody is catching light on a mirror or some sort of lens.
Intentionally.
Yes.
I'd like to flash back.
Okay, you remember when you were a child.
Thank you. I have a silver brush. Can I ting ting with that?
Yeah, make a...
She has sacred flame, if that helps.
She does. So I think, yeah, working together, Arena pulls up the glow of a sacred flame, and then you... I would assume Thieves' Cant has Morse code applications to it.
That's fair.
You can like use that brush to communicate.
I communicate friend. Not bear.
Friend, not bear.
I'm ready to frickin' fight. If I see an arrow, I'm gonna dash and attack.
Yeah, you got, you know, hands-on weapons. Still, yeah. Remaining stealthy, Arena looking warily around both of you. As you move forward through the woods, out from behind a thick tree, you see a woman in dark green, like bottle green cloak. That's a little bit dirty. It looks like she has been outdoors for a couple of days. She has dark hair, and make a perception check.
Okay. 24.
You can see by the slope of her nose and the shape of her chin, she is very similar looking to Erwin Martikoff. There is a striking family resemblance.
Beautiful.
Well met.
Haldo, did you understand that reference?
You are rather dashing. Dude. Wow.
I referenced TikTok and Strongman in this.
You just bookended the internet.
I poke under the internet. Shout out to Gael Online.
Well, we just affected Stefania's voice.
Oh, well met there. You two strangers walking through the woods.
Hi. We are actually looking for the Wizards of Wine, and I have a feeling you know them quite well, because you're one of them. Am I right?
Got it in one.
Is this your card?
Got it. You hold about it like this Taroka card. It just says the Raven, and you're like, yeah, get that out of there.
Oh, I keep drawing that one. I don't know why. Whatever. Tuck it away.
Who sent you?
I've met Marina. Nope. Fuck.
Danica, it's fine.
Thank you.
Some DMs are like, if you don't remember the name, you don't remember the name. And I'm like, it was earlier this morning. Like,
I know, that would be so bad. We met Danica and she was worried about you guys.
As you say that, you can see a guy step out from behind another tree.
Bow drawn.
He lowers an axe. He didn't have a bow, but he had like a throwing axe and he lowers it down into his hand like a...
Damn, I'm getting
he's got a hatchet on his side. And you can see a couple of kids with them. There's a teenager and then like some younger kids. And you can see the teenager is holding a baby in his arms. She says, this is my husband, Dag, my children. I'm Stefania Martikoff. Danica's husband is my brother.
Pleasure to meet you.
I hope I can say the same. 2 days ago, they were finally too much for us and we had to flee. We've been living in the woods since, trying to figure out a way to retake it. But we didn't want to cede any ground and have it be completely overrun.
Who's Adrian?
He's our older brother. He's with our father, doing reconnaissance.
What happened? What's taken over?
Blights.
Blights?
They're like monsters made out of living vines and needles. The forest folk conjure them. We noticed they started acting strangely, and we received word that they were gathering at Yester Hill. We're not sure why. Then they started attacking. They stole something from us.
Can I insight? Is she trying to, like, hide what they stole?
Yeah, make an insight check.
She, like, stutter, or was that a Trevor? A 9.
She's being cagey. She's not giving you all of the information, but whether that is because she doesn't know what they stole or because she doesn't want to tell you, you can't glean. We were able to trace their tracks toward Berez, but we didn't dare venture into the swamp.
I'm so sorry. She puts her hand up next to her mouth.
Yeah.
I'm new here. Is that a town?
It was.
Oh, what? Did the blights destroy it?
No. The beast flooded the river, completely wiped it out, and turned it into a swamp. Now it is a bog that is home to nothing but... Well, we don't dare speak of what it's home to now.
What? In all this town, there's something you don't even talk about? And by town, I mean world.
Not this close. I don't want to invite her eye on me.
Okay. Heard.
She has spies everywhere.
Are they ravens?
They exchange a look at one another and then look back at you and say, no.
Damn. That's actually not a good sign. It would be good if they were.
They're sackcloth men. Scarecrows.
Oh. Myri looks in Arena, thinking about her brother and being like, oh god. Okay, well that's a future Myri problem. Oh, I'm never gonna get to kiss him. I just want to kiss one of my celebrity crushes in this game. That's all I want.
There's still time. It's only our 6th arc.
It's only our 6th arc. Sounds like Beverly's childhood. You're only graduating high school. It's okay that you've never
still
kissed
time.
Anyone. But I have no regrets in how my romantic life has gone. It's been
end,
a real dream.
12 out of 10.
12 out of 10. High standards are good. If mm-hmm. I could give people advice for relationships, it's have real high standards for yourself.
Dear Bev's cousins.
My cousins have great partners.
Oh,
my
good.
Cousins are all crushing it.
You could do better. Got it.
So rude. No, I've met some of their partners and they're all, my cousins are all really cool. And they're all like, I think all of my cousins met or play D&D with their partners. That's how you know they're like. Anyway, where were we? Okay. Twig Blights, do you want some help with that?
We need all the help we can get.
Show me what you're looking at here.
Come with us. And they lead you through the woods for a while, very quietly, and seem to like glide through the underbrush.
They give Arena a couple glares, and then I assist her in stealthing a little bit better. I like hold her foot before she steps on some leaves, and I put it in some moss, and I'm like that.
As they lead you, a light drizzle begins to fall. You come to the edge of the woods and can see unpainted fences, which skirt north to a sprawling vineyard. You can see row after row after row of skeletal, ungrowing vine plants. If you've ever driven past a vineyard when it's not in season, it's just a graveyard. To the south, you can see a stately building. The fog tastes on ghastly forms as it swirls between the neatly tended row of grapevines. And here and there, you can see rope-handled half-barrels used for hauling grapes.
I'm to the north of the vineyard and the winery itself.
Situated in the midst of the vineyard, the winery is an old two-story stone building, and you can see it has multiple entrances. There's thick ivy covering every wall and iron fencing along its roofline. A trail ends at an open loading dock on the ground floor. A wooden stable of more recent construction is attached to the eastern side of it, next to the loading dock. And to the west, you can see a crumbling well and an old wooden outhouse. But between you and that, there is this...
barren.
The forest folk have moved inside. Their leader has some sort of staff made of black wood. He seems to be able to control the blights. But there are others.
What do you mean there are others?
Other forest folk working with him.
I point to the vines on the outside of this building. Were those always there, or is that new?
No, those are always there. Just a pothos ivy that...
Oh, we got a plant bitch here. Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know we had one. I didn't know we had one in the room. Like this? Is it like this?
As a matter of fact, yes. Yes, it is both. Like I said, we need all the help we can get. We've done our best to defend them, but they began their assault.
What have you done?
Fought? There were just too many of them. We had to flee to the woods. Once they got the winery under their control, they didn't pursue us. My father's stubborn and refuses to go anywhere else to regroup. He wants to keep eyes on it at all times. But we're not. I'm a vintner, you know. I'm good at squashing grapes and bottling them. Dag blows glass. The most combat experience we ever have is chopping wood for the fires.
I give him a hard look to incite him as I'm saying this. I assume the forest folk aren't interested in starting a competitive wine business. Why did they take over?
Make a persuasion check.
Well, it feels really dark to roll wood dice doing this. 20, I guess not yet, but it will soon. 22.
He adjusts his grip on his hatchet and looks over at Stefania. Says, we might as well tell them if we want their help. She goes, people have believed for centuries that the Mardukov family is blessed with green thumbs. She holds up her dirt-caked brown thumb. Truth is, we had kind of a helping hand. Story goes that centuries back, the Lady of the Vale gifted 3 gems to one of my forefathers. These gems had myriad uses. They had the goddess's essence in them. We, as a family, chose to use them to produce wine. The first gem was stolen years and years ago, never to be seen again. The first one was stolen 10 years ago. Erwin was supposed to be guarding it. Then, a few weeks ago, agents of the woman in the swamp stole the second. 2 days ago, we lost the third.
Uh-oh. Was the first one... She looks at them, gauges the superstition. Stolen by the beast.
They look at each other. We have reason to believe so, but we can't prove it. And even if we could, what are we going to do?
She shrugs, not really sure. Agreeing.
But with all 3 gone, we can't make wine. And until we take the winery back, we will starve in the woods. Arena chimes in, she goes, the forest folk have always seemed to have been content to... live in their woods. They don't come to the fields. I'm not going to pretend that our ancestors were sinless. We've existed in a kind of stalemate for years now. I don't know what changed.
We need to get that staff away from this forest folk. I feel like if we get that, the blights will stop. That'll at least even the playing field a little bit.
Stefania nods.
We either grab it or we break it. Mary looks at one of the barrels and thinks for a second. I could fit in that.
Oh, sorry. They're half barrels. They're like buckets.
Forever.
We would
let me Wind Waker this. In. Why are you not letting me Wind Waker this?
Okay, yeah. So you look like you could curl up and fit inside a bucket. Yes.
You see where I'm going with this?
I kind of do. I mean, like, yes, I remember this mission in Wind Waker.
Sneak with barrel on top of me. Go down when they come around the corner. Sneak with barrel on top of me. Go down when they come around the corner.
Like Metal Gear style. Got you. I thought you meant like being hauled in.
The whole first level of Wind Waker. You have to sneak around all those goblins.
Right. In the tower before you see Yes. Okay. So yeah, Stefania is Tetra and and Arena is your Deku stick. And...
Useless, and I could throw her if I need to.
Or you could set her on fire. But yeah, you could definitely fucking cardboard box that barrel.
I want to get... My queen. You guys aren't warriors.
He looks at the little hatchet in his hand and says, not so much, no.
Honestly, I point at her husband. And I'm like, I did not see you come out of the trees. So good job. You did great.
Thanks. We can avoid being seen, but that's not how you take back your home.
She assesses the tactical situation. It's like, okay, these guys can't come. I can't sleep. Let's do this. I asked them. They lived there. What's the best way to get in without being seen? Like, entrance-wise. Those vines look pretty climbable, too.
There's the loading dock. It's probably the most obvious entrance, but it's also pretty open. There's no way into the house from the stable, so... wouldn't recommend that.
Are there horses in there?
No. Not anymore.
Got it.
There's the well door on the western side. So it's hard to... Here. She takes the axe and then finds like a little patch of grass and basically draws out a square. The main entrance coming from the vineyard. That'll lead you right near a stairway to the cellar.
What's in the cellar? Wine and maybe where they are? Is that where the gem was?
No, just wine.
Okay.
Whereabouts?
Wait, your wine gives you powers. Am I wrong?
It's just a label. It's just a name.
She looks her real hard.
Make an insight check.
But is it? 5.
Yeah, it's just wine. It increases confidence and lowers inhibitions.
Okay, I've been drunk. It's okay. Keep talking about the place.
All right, so there's, what do you think, 5 points of entry? And Dagnod's. There's the door on the side by the well, door through the loading dock, main door in off the veranda, door on the rear side.
Excuse me, veranda?
It's just, it's, you know, a nice drinking patio with some tables and chairs.
Is that on a second level?
No, it's on the ground. You can kind of see it from here. It's on the opposite side of the loading dock.
I get a little glimpse of it.
And then, of course, there's the main entrance.
I think them leaving the loading dock open feels like an invitation and worries me.
Yeah, it's tempting, but it...
Trap. Oh my god, Admiral Akbar is in Clone Wars the cartoon as like a baby captain. It's very cute.
Cute.
Everyone that becomes a good guy, they have show up.
Uh-huh.
And be like the most honorable, the most noble. And then because of the way that that universe works where like, you know, clone troopers become stormtroopers.
Uh-huh.
Like Admiral Tarkin is on the Republic side.
Oh shit.
Anakin and him are becoming buddies. Mm-hmm. And Ahsoka's like, you're kind of rude. You're like, this is a cute way to frame this for kids. Because that has to be pretty obvious.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's a good guy, but he's saying really gross stuff.
Maybe he's not really a good guy.
Why is Anakin like him? They both have a choking fetish. a kid's show. I got you on that one.
Speaking of my weekend in Portland, hey.
Hey! High standards. Anyway... I want to go by this well. I look at Arena. Do you want to come?
I'm here to help.
That's my Hufflepuff. Okay, let's...
I'll go with you as well. This is Stefania.
Okay. Can you fit in a barrel? I say we go in through the door by the well. We use the barrels as cover. We find a barrel with a hole, one eye hole, so we can see out it. This is a good plan. Trust me. This can't fail.
Stephanie goes back to her eldest child. Watch after your little brothers and sister. And he swallows and nods. She grabs her husband by the cheek, kisses him. I'm going to go get our house back. And as she kisses him, slips her hand onto the handle of the axe and takes it from him.
Oh, Myri feels a little tingled. Still doesn't quite know. Wait, let's roll for gay. Oh, she got a 3. Doesn't understand.
Doesn't understand it. Ooh, I like axes.
This is the most Beverly plot ever. I don't know if they're watching the vineyard, because why would they need to? But just in case, let's keep it stealthy. And Arena, guide yourself.
She puts a finger up to her lips, like she's shushing you, but as she does, she's touching her lips with guidance.
Just like a few sparks come off.
And she like extinguishes them. No, 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 the opposite.
No, dark, 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 dark. 23, Arena.
Holy crap.
28, Myri.
And 18, Stephania.
Wow.
Okay.
The boys lose sight of us.
Yep. The rain continues to fall lightly as you step into the mist, wallowed up by the gray. Make a perception check.
19.
You find a cluster of three of these half buckets hanging out like right on the edge of the vineyard. That one of them is turned over like it was dropped, like somebody started running. The other two are just kind of there, mostly full of grapes, slowly filling with water.
Because
of the rain, yeah.
I was like, grapes don't turn into water, Trevor. The whole point is they turn into wine.
Yeah, when they get help from our Lord.
La Crema Christi. Do you know about that? It's really good wine because it's supposed to be Jesus's tears hit the land in these certain areas that are like so good for wine.
You know the way Jesus was crying and running all over southern France.
Mostly Italy. La Crema Christi. Anyway,
fun fact about Jesus. Didn't go to Italy.
Excuse me, but Pontius Pilate and King Herod was part of the Roman Empire, which was a part of Italy, even though it was in Israel. Still part of Italy, kind of.
That's like saying New Jersey is a part of Utah because they're both part of the United States.
And I stand by that.
Gross. Gross and dumb. You're standing by some barrels.
Yep. We put the barrels on. And we begin. Can I find one that for me, if I stand up, I can really like shoot off my shoulders and have my sword out to stab? So it's like, I'm a barrel, I'm a human, I'm killing you.
Yeah, like fucking turtle shell
cover
or whatever. Yeah.
Great. So they give me looks and I'm like, look. And I do it and I walk and then I go down and I'm full barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And like realization dawns on their face. They're like, this is a plan that will work.
Okay, I guess we're going to Wind Waker this. Stephanie dumps the water out and then like puts it on top of her head and ducks down.
Everyone, please hydrate. Who's listening to this?
Stay hydrated and also make sure your neighbors are.
Have you drank water today?
That's just like, hey, you doing okay? Is your AC working? That's how Abuela dies.
No, she dies because she doesn't take her medicine.
She dies because like there is a heat wave and she is old. Yeah. Calor, calor. Like,
so real. Fantasy, fantasy, fantasy.
Fantasy, 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 fantasy. It's raining. That's the first part of the fantasy.
We sneak in. I'm going to go first.
Roll out. Make a stealth check. I will give you advantage for this plan. Actually, you know what? No. I will give you a regular stealth check. I will give you inspiration, a mechanic that exists in this game that I have forgotten about for years.
Can I use inspiration for Arena?
No.
Well, we both got fives. Double fives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Myri is 16 and Arena is 6, which is cute. I think they're under. Tarask.
As you are going, and thump, through your little cork hole that you like thumb out, so the little cork goes boom, you're looking around as you are advancing, and you begin to hear the rustle of dead vines all around you. Inhuman shapes begin to emerge from the vineyard, their limbs cracking as they trudge forward through the mist and rain. Directly toward you.
I would like to shuffle us inside the building and close the door behind us.
You are still in the middle of the vineyard.
Oh, shit.
What do you do?
Guys, we got twigs.
What do we do?
That's funny. You guys run. Because we're for sure spotted.
They're heading right for you.
Yeah. You guys run. I throw off the barrel. Get in the door and I'll be there soon.
Roll initiative.
Because she can dash on a bonus action. My rate is 16. Arena is 15.
Stephania is 22. So she is going to heed your advice and take off running, making a beeline for the well door. 20 for the twig blights, which then immediately rush forward and grab onto her, grappling her and trying to pull her into the vines. Myri's turn. What do you do?
I cut the ones holding her.
There's one on either of her arms and one on her legs trying to pull her into the vines.
I'm going to short sword and dagger during this fight.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack the one on her axe arm. 15.
Will hit. And as you slice through it, it shatters in splintered wood, dropping to the ground.
Cool.
Minions, baby.
And I'm going to dagger the other one holding her other arm for 22.
Tight. You go into it and it shrivels up. You can see two more running down this row at you. And there's another one coming on down the row the other side. There's still the one on her leg. Anything else on your turn?
There's nothing I can do. I'll stay near her to try and help her next turn.
Okay, Arena's turn.
Arena is going to shoot the one on her leg with Sacred Flame.
And with a 6 plus 1, 7 is definitely lower than her. A bright light shines out of these vines.
Like flash paper.
Yeah, exactly. And it shrivels up immediately and kind of squeals like a bug as it is burnt. Make a perception check as Stephanie is now freed and goes up to Arena and says, thanks.
16.
Looking around, you can see that these other three are coming down the row at you, also pouring out of the edges of the vines behind you. More are beginning to emerge through the skeletal vine plants.
So she shoots that, gives a thumbs up, and starts running towards the well door, seeing the vines that are like starting to move, being like,
The three of you take off running. Everybody make an athletics check.
Myri is a 14. Arena is a 12.
And Stephania is a 4. Like Laura Dern, she's limping as she goes. As you're running down the woods, just cutting through the middle of the branches, you can see more and more of these creatures pouring out of the sides and advancing on your position. Stephania is starting to fall behind, and another blight launches and grabs onto her back, slowing her up further. What do you do?
She hears her, like, ugh! As this, like, needly thing touches her.
Mm-hmm.
And Myri turns around, runs to Rena and says, don't stop, hold the door if you can.
Hodor.
She runs towards Stephania, does a baseball slide, and comes up slicing through this thing with her short sword on the way up.
Make an attack roll.
For a 18 to hit.
18. You slice up and shatter through it. You help Stephania off her ground, and she says, like I said, not really a fighter.
You're doing great.
They're closing in on you. What do you do?
I want to stab another one that's there and then run.
Okay, make an attack.
25.
Yeah, you slice through another one that leaps through the air, needly appendages coming for you. You duck under, stab into it, and throw it over, and it shatters into twigs on the other side of you. You and Stephanie take off running. Again, make another athletics check. She is going to make one as well.
14 again.
And she got 12. Two of you hobble through. They are in hot pursuit directly behind you. You see Arena make it to the well and immediately into the door behind. What do you do?
I want Arena to cast a Sacred Flame over our shoulders at one of the ones coming behind us.
Okay.
And then look behind her to make sure nothing's about to stab her in the back while she's holding this door.
She looks behind her and just sees a door that leads into, it looks like it to be like some sort of storage room.
Okay.
And she will cast a Sacred Flame. 8 is...
Less than 12.
Less than 12. Immolates behind the Myri. You can see in the light of this fire, and Arena can see too, more and more coming out now. There's at least 2 dozen of them.
Yeah, it's like Myri and Stephania running in darkness, like dodging these pokey vines on the ground, and then this like ball of flame behind them, backlighting them, uplighting everything on the other side of it.
Yes. And all of them, like their shadows growing larger as they scramble. And you can hear this like snapping twigs in a campfire sound behind you as you run. Myri and Stephania make one more athletics check with advantage as Arena is putting on suppressive fire.
22.
And 19. Handily, you run past the well and up the stairs into this storage room where Arena is. You can see like now this crowd, basically Burnham Wood, coming forward. Got it. Advancing on this door. Arena throws up another flame and then slams the door shut.
Myri grabs whatever the heaviest thing she sees is. Like, if there's shelving, if there's a barrel, up against the door.
Make an athletics check to barricade the door.
17.
There is a 5-foot-long wooden beam that would fit naturally into the door. Stephanie grabs the other end with you, and you lock the door behind you as you hear scratches against it, and it presses forward.
Wouldn't you know, that stopped them.
Really? Now?
Oh, don't whine.
She rubs her tear ducts together and she goes, Lacrima Christi.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to episode 91 of 1B D&D with Beverly Jean as Myrie Stonedaughter and Trevor Wade as everyone else. Joshua Penn Pearson did most of the music, though this track was written by Alex Scribner, and this episode was inspired by the Wizards of the Coast adventure, Curse of Strahd. Thank you to Reddit user Mandy Mod for her fleshing out Strahd guide, and of course, thank you to our Patreons, Michael, Peter, Dan, Anthony, Evan, and Aspen, new Patreon. Thank you all so very much. If you would like to join their esteemed adventuring party and let me do mouth trumpets at you, head over to patreon.com/1pdnd. That's one like the number, P like the letter, D like the letter, N like the letter, and D like the letter. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter. Remember, this podcast is only as cool as its community, so help it grow by telling your friends about it or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you encounter podcasts. The next episode will be up in 2 Wednesdays, August 4th. See you then.